Hello and Merry, Merry Christmas. This is just a quick little bonus episode to wish all listeners, subscribers, everybody a very Merry Christmas. It's been a busy month leading up to Christmas, kicking off with the deep dive into Christmas with my friend Kane. It was a bumper 2-hour podcast episode, a monster of an episode, but really all thanks to Kane and his deep, deep research into really the origins of the most important celebration for most British people. Yeah, so again, my huge thanks to Kane, who is a fantastic contributor, and if you haven't listened to it, please do. It is a wonderful, wonderful episode. I've had such good feedback from it, so thank you to everybody who's messaged me. Thank you to everyone who took the time to listen, because I know it's long. There are little breaks. There's, between the major topics, there's a bit of Christmas music to say, hey, you can pause here. But if you don't want to, great. Just play the whole thing. Thank you very much to Kane. And as I say, if you want to know about a very... very British Christmas. Of course, today is Christmas Day. That's not the last day on which you can listen, because there are, of course, the 12 days of Christmas, which we do talk about. So, of course, until January the 6th, it is still a topical podcast. Something that I didn't make too topical were the 3 reviews of the new James Bond film. I was very lucky. I was able to see it a couple of days before its release here in the United States. And then I put together 3 reviews, not my own personal reviews, but a review from 3 hardcore James Bond fans. So the first one was from a young man here in California named Chris Morales, and he's known on Instagram and YouTube as That's One Bond Guy. So I got a really cool perspective from a younger member of the audience. And we went through kind of blow by blow. We talked about having seen it fairly recently. Then I talked to Ladies Who Bond, also based here in the United States. Of course, she's a female Bond fan. Jocelyn very kindly invited me, actually, several months ago to see an early preview of a gallery, which was behind the scenes, No Time to Die photographs, on-set photographs made by people who are, in the film. Daniel Craig himself was both the subject of some of the photographs and also was one of the photographers. And you can see all about that on her channel, on YouTube, which Ladies Who Bond, on my channel, British Culture, Albion Never Dies, www.youtube.com/British Culture. She and I talk about the film in its entirety, but specifically getting the female perspective. And then, just recently, Mr. Quantum of History and I really talked about the film, and we were looking really at some of the deeper issues. We were both very, very critical, but I have to say again, only because we love these films so much. So as I said, there's 3 reviews, 2 on the podcast, 1 on YouTube only. I only released each of them in one format. And again, let me know what you think. You can contact me on albionneverdies@gmail.com. You can email me there. You can contact me on Instagram @FlemingNeverDies. You can comment on the video. Send smoke signals. I decode them best as I can. I've also been busying myself with food, carrying on with this Jaffa cake discussion, but largely I feel I've got the answer, and I've mentioned it, in the J episode and then the next episode, and then I've been talking about it in a few Facebook groups. It seems that we do have some kind of consensus. So then I started working on crumpets just to get them right. Obviously, my 3rd episode in the Alphabet of Britishness was all about crumpets. I tried to make them. They were okay, but I felt I could do better. So I looked at Paul Hollywood's recipe from the BBC Food website. That was a really good recipe. Worked out really well. And then in a British food group... hang on, I've got my laptop here. Yeah, British Foods and Cooking. It's a Facebook group, quite small, private group, just under 400 members. But I had to ask them, do you say scone to rhyme with gone or scone to rhyme with cone? A comment below. I also put out a YouTube short video, and I found that really interesting that in this group and many others where I shared it, there didn't seem to be a geographical answer. So those short vowels, grass and glass, imply that you might be from the north of England, whereas grass and glass suggest that you might be from the south. So it's interesting to me that scone and scone don't seem to be geographically located. It's not a north-south thing. Because I asked people, which one do you say, and tell me where you're from? I thought that was really, really interesting. A gentleman named Toot, I don't know if that's his real name, said, some say scone to rhyme with own, Most say scone to rhyme with gone. However, the stone of Scone, the old seat for the King of Scotland, rhymes with coon, and I thought that was brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. So again, I was kind of hoping to find, is there an answer, north-south divide or anything like that? And so far, do you say scone or scone has resulted in absolutely no progress. I am no further ahead now than I was. So, probably won't be covering that beyond the discussions I've had on the Facebook groups. Coming up on the podcast would be M in the alphabet of Britishness, and sometimes it's razor thin, you know, will it be this topic or another topic? This one, it's pretty obvious, it's going to be monarchy or monarch or something like that. A few people have messaged me mother, which I think is really interesting, mom, mother, things like that. I've asked a few people just to explain a little bit more, why do you think it's for mother in the alphabet of Britishness? Is that a particularly British thing? So yeah, I've asked a few people just to elaborate a bit more, see if I get into that. But definitely, I'm going to have to cover monarchy because that's overwhelmingly the answer. But there are about 20 to 30 other answers as well. So I better close off, say very Merry Christmas to all of you listening. And I better get to my research. Oh, and better get to my Christmas dinner. Thank you.